10.1. 1.
Why is the sky blue?
To understand why the sky is blue, we first need to understand a little about light. Although light from the sun looks white, it's really made up of many different colors, as we see when they are spread out in a rainbow. Light is like a wave of energy, and each color has a different wavelength. Red is the longest, and blue and violet are the shortest. When the sun's light reaches the Earth's atmosphere, it's scattered by tiny molecules of gas in the air. Shorter wavelengths, violet and blue, are scattered the most widely, and our eyes are much more sensitive to blue than violet, so we see more of the blue light than the other colors. So that's why we see the sky as blue.
Two.
Why is the sea salty?
Most of our planet's surface is covered in salt water. But where does the salt come from? Well, some of it comes from rocks on the bottom of the ocean, but most of it actually comes from the land around us. Every time it rains, tiny amounts of mineral salts dissolve into rivers, and these eventually get to the ocean. Rivers aren't very salty because they flow continually, but the sun's heat causes the ocean water to evaporate, so the salt in the ocean becomes more concentrated.
Three.
Why can we sometimes see the moon during the day?
We all know that the sun produces a lot of strong light, so when it's in the sky, we can't see the stars or the other planets. The moon doesn't produce light. It reflects the light of the sun. The moon is visible for about 12 out of every 24 hours because of the way it rotates around the Earth. This means it's visible for some time during daylight, nearly every day.
Four.
Why do we have a leap year?
A year is the amount of time it takes the Earth to go around the sun, and we've divided our calendar year into 365 days. However, it actually takes the Earth 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds to go around the sun. To deal with this difference, we add one day, 24 hours, to our calendar every 4 years. This adjustment is not exactly correct because it effectively adds 6 hours per year rather than the exact amount of the difference.
Five.
Why do we blink?
A blink of an eye lasts only a tenth of a second. Every time you blink, your eyelids spread fluid across the surface of your eyes to keep them moist and also to stop them from getting dirty. Blinking also keeps eyes safe from things that might damage them, such as bright light, and sometimes bigger objects coming into our eyes, like a small insect. Blinking stops the activity in your brain that detects changes, so you never notice that you actually stop seeing for a very short time when you blink.
Six.
Why does cutting onions make us cry?
For a vegetable, onions have very complicated chemistry. When you cut them, a chemical reaction changes molecules in the onion into a gas. When this gas reaches the cornea, the transparent layer that covers and protects the outer part of your eye, the cornea senses it as an irritant. It acts to protect your eyes by making you cry, and the tears clean your eyes.
Seven.
What is a cloud?
We all enjoy looking at clouds and seeing their different shapes, but what's the science behind them? Well, the sky is full of drops of water, but most of the time you can't see them because they're too small. The drops have turned into water vapor. As the water vapor goes higher in the sky, the air gets cooler. The cooler air causes the drops to start to stick to things, like pieces of dust, ice, or sea salt, which make them visible. So that's what we see when we see clouds.
Eight.
What is a black hole?
This is another physics question. A black hole is caused by gravity. There are places in space where gravity pulls so hard that even light cannot get out. The reason that gravity is so strong in a black hole is that a lot of matter, that's physical stuff, has been compressed into a tiny space. A lot of matter has a high mass, and this creates a strong gravitational pull. Inside a black hole, space is falling faster than light, which is why light can't escape.